Ali Zirkle, for the third time in a row, was the second to pull into the White Mountain checkpoint.
I see an axe. I see your cooker. Okay. Booties on the dogs. Promotional gear. Vet book. And I see the string, right? And the gang line. The little cable stuff. Okay, got it. Checked in. We'll get you parked and then we'll have you sign in, okay? Alright, they're gonna lead you up here. We're bringing you water. We're bringing you food bags.
Ali Zirkle pulled into White Mountain this morning at 7:59, so 57 minutes behind Jeff King. She pulls up right next to him to park her dogs and to bed them down and feed them during this 8-hour layover. Her dogs are wagging their tails. One of Ali's favorite leaders, Keto, she chewed her tug line, and Ali started telling the story of that.
Keto left me out of the chute, my lead dog. She had chewed her tug line, so she went and took off after Jeff. So that was a bit of a bummer. But she came back eventually.
She got loose in the chute?
She chewed both of her tug lines when I was in Elam. And I guess the one was almost chewed all the way through, and so I had him right about on the pack ice, and I'm ready? And she went, boom! It's just like 20 miles an hour. Meow.
And then she started saying she asked a race official if there was glare ice at the Gullivan Bay.
Is Gullivan all glare ice? Oh, no. No, there's snow covered. Oh. You're wrong. I think people ought to know that it's all glare ice before they get there.
What got you over that? Over the bay?
Just G-ing, hawing them, and mostly hawing them. She likes to drift to the right. It's kind of weird when you no longer see markers and you know they're off to the left somewhere. But then we got all, I don't know where we were here for the last 5 miles. I guess the Fish River's longer or something like that, or than we normally get on. I should go look at a map.
So the change of the trail,
oh yeah,
that add a lot more to managing and just the work that you have to do in the dog.
Oh, just my mental thing, probably. Yeah, they went through a little Gullivan. We got wrapped around a power pole. People got good pictures. and then we got wrapped around a Connex in Gullivan. The guy was there to help me though. That was a good run all in all.
They look great coming in.
No, it was an adventure, whatever. I mean, that trail is pretty interesting. I wouldn't have guessed it'd been like that. But it is. Everyone's good. They kind of slowed down for a little while right after Gullivan, but then they got back, got their mojo back. Got another one here somewhere.
How about you? How are you holding up?
Good. I'm happy to be here. It's so funny, this part of the race. You like look forward to the race all year, and then you enjoy the race, and then you get here and you're like, oh my god, I want it to end. So, it's kind of weird.
Ali Zirkle in White Mountain. This Monday morning, about 24 hours ahead of the schedule last year when they arrived. Reporting in White Mountain, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.